Sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Our message is on what I've entitled The Best Life. Somebody say the best life. If you go with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, the book of Romans, chapter number 8. This is our Mega Grace series. Our message is entitled, The Best Life. We've been studying the differences between righteousness by works versus righteousness that is of faith. And we're going to distinguish, hopefully tonight, as we continue in our series, we're going to distinguish between the righteousness that is in your spirit and the importance of your heart becoming righteous. We've established the fact that once you are born again, your stature has become that of righteousness. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your heart is actually exercising that righteousness, because with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. That's why the Word of God establishes that the just shall live by faith. Amen. Let me start with a statement here before we go to Romans 8 and 3. No flesh has ever, ever been justified by the law. Now, when we talk about the law, we're not just talking in reference to the law of Moses, but in our day and time, after the new covenant has been established, when we talk about the law, we're talking about righteousness based upon performance, righteousness that is based upon works. And you have to ask yourself, when you operate like that or your mindset is like that, when is good ever good enough? You see, Jesus settled that question. Okay, so in Romans 8 and verse number 3, the word declares, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Okay? Condemned sin in the flesh. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. As I was studying this and pondering this verse, God brought to my spirit what happened on the cross. And when Jesus was there nailed to the cross, the Word of God says when he gave up the ghost, when he said, it is finished, a number of things happened as a result of that. One of the things that happened, and that there was darkness all over the land, but there was also an earthquake. But the most significant thing that happened is that the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. Amazing. God tore that veil that separated him, or separated access by man to him. When Jesus, when his flesh was offered, you see, the law was weak through the flesh, so someone had to give of themselves so that there would be no more sacrifices. So Jesus gave of himself. In other words, his flesh was the veil. Okay, so he condemned sin in the flesh. How many understand that? See, some of these things that we're talking about as pertains to righteousness, unless you meditate on them, unless you give thought to them, it won't be clear to you. It's interesting. The Word of God says, and I like the Amplified version that says, in Mark 4, it says, take heed what you hear, for with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. But the Amplified goes a little further, and I'm not quoting exactly, but it says, the measure, the amount of study and meditation that you give to the Word will be the amount of, I'm just using my own words, transformation that comes into your life. So if you only give a little bit, then that Word is not given place to do a great deal of transformation. But the more you meditate on these truths, the clearer they become. And not only the clearer do they become, the more that grace flows out of you. You know, it's like a pain. When someone has a pain in their body, there's a tendency to focus on that pain. And when a person focuses on that pain, more than they focus on the revelation and the truth that by his stripes you were healed, that pain is magnified. In other words, in your brain, and this is scientific too, in your brain, what you focus on, you create a pathway for it. You create a pathway in your spirit. It'll eventually become what you are, what you focus on. That's why the Lord said, take heed what you hear. Be careful what you are hearing. Be careful what you are focusing on. Because it has the power to transform you. He says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We oftentimes don't understand the power that's working in us, the true nature of this dunamis. And there's no little Holy Ghost, even though you might only let him work little in your life. He's not a little guy. Amen. He's longing to break out and manifest the kingdom. Amen. And establish you as righteous and allow you to, let me say it this way, be a trophy, bear his glory. Amen. So Jesus was that veil, and on the cross, the veil was torn. In other words, after the finished work, man once again, after the resurrection and ascension, man had access again to the Father. Okay? So no flesh has ever been justified by the law. Jesus came to take care of that. And he did that on the cross. No one has ever been, and no one ever will be able to measure up in their own strength. You might well forget that. I'll say it again. No one has ever been able to measure up in their own strength. It's futile. It's a battle you'll never win. Go with me to Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 16. We're talking tonight about the best life. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but let me bring it into today's vernacular, you're not justified by your performance, how you can perform, okay? That doesn't justify you. But by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, all right? No flesh is justified by the works of the law. Understand what we're trying to do here. This is the foundation. This is what makes our work acceptable to God. You have people in the world that don't believe in Christ. They do good works. You can even label them perhaps as good people, but they are not justified in the sight of God at all. Because their faith, their righteousness is not coming through their faith in the finished work of Christ. They are not the righteousness of God. And so their righteousness is a filthy rag. And I mean, we hate on them, but the truth is the light. Amen. They are not justified. They'll stand before God. Even some in the church will stand before God in that day and say, Lord, did not we do many mighty works in your name? And he'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Your faith was never in the righteousness of Christ. Your faith was in your works, your efforts. We'll get to this a little later, but I really want to drive this point home. But I want to bring balance to it too, because we are empowered, not excused. I love that little phrase. We are empowered. Grace empowers us. Remember, grace is God's ability. It's not you just covering up a bunch of foolishness. It's God's enabling. It's his ability. So when we place our faith in the righteousness that is in Christ, then it releases in us grace. But if you don't place your faith in his righteousness that he has established, then you are left to your own abilities. And you can do some good things, but in the sight of God is filthy rags. And you're up and down. Some days are good, some days are bad. You're condemned, some days you're happy, some days you're sad. Some days you're all messed up because you're relying on your righteousness. And that's not the best life. That's not the life that God called us to. In verse number 17, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Next verse. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Go back to verse number 20. I am crucified with Christ. What he did on the cross, when he was crucified, the moment he said, Father, it is finished, the veil tore. Access to the Father was granted again. Not by anything we could do. It was all done by Jesus. And so we must find ourselves. Paul says, I was crucified with him. In other words, he bore all my sin and iniquity on that cross. Everything that I'd ever done or ever will do, he bore it there. And when he died, it was finished so that the veil was rent and access to God was open to me again. How? Through Jesus. So I'm called on to put my faith in his finished work. Not because I prayed so long today. Not because everything went smooth today. God is with me. What about when you have trouble? What about when things don't go right? Does God abandon you? No, we have to put our faith in the finished work. Look at somebody and tell them it's finished. Throughout the scriptures, we see the opposition of righteousness by faith versus righteousness through works. This was the stumbling block to the Jews. See, Christ came through that nation. They had the oracles, not because there were so many, not because they were anything special. God chose them. But they had all these ceremonial laws. And so when Christ came, and now justification was not through washings and sacrifices. Justification came through faith. Somebody say through faith. Okay. Justification comes through faith. Now that opened things up for the Gentiles. The stumbling block was that our righteousness comes through faith. The Jews stumbled over that. Because they were stuck on what they could do, what the ordinances were. Your disciples eat with unwashed hands. You do all these things. They were stuck. And righteousness by faith was what they stumbled over.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.